In June 2018, Forest Protection Services launched the Tupuaki Employment and Training Program, which offers full-time employment while undertaking training for Level 3 qualifications. The course is a partnership between Northtech, Te Uri Oho Tangata Development and Forest Protection Services and successfully graduated around 30 trainees. Managing Director for Forest Protection Services, Kevin Ihaka, recognised the need for ensuring training went alongside paid employment to ensure trainees are equipped for the workforce.
And these people are employed on day one, so they start out with a job, and then we put the training and the pastoral care alongside the job. So they'll have a day in a classroom every week so that they're able to catch up with their learning without having to worry about the work pressures. And then we have a day of pastoral care so that any personal issues they can deal with, but also things like financial literacy, driver's licences, and getting all the bank accounts set up, all that stuff that normally is just too hard to do it while you're working. Everybody gets paid for every day, including the classroom days. And there's a bit of potential there on those days that they're out in the forest. If they can get their production levels up, they can make some pretty good money alongside their colleagues, because really it is a job where if you put the effort in, you can pretty quickly get up to production levels. But this does allow us to let people have a lot longer to build their fitness, get work ready, and then start to get into the work. So
the course also helps trainees set up bank accounts, gain driver's licences, and teaches skills around financial literacy alongside local hapu service, Te Uri Oho Tangata Development.
We have a partnership with Te Uri Oho who come in and with social support, with cultural support, even things as simple as how to cook good kai, how to be healthy, how to stay fit, all those things that you need to make the jump from school into the workplace.
It's good meeting new people, getting qualifications, all that. Good effort, make sure you're eating well and all that. But now that I'm training on the chainsaws now, so that's been pretty good, learning on there.
My goal is to make sure that we can keep doing it, but doing it in the workplace in a sustainable way, so we're not having to rely on a funding grant to do it, that we can find the funding and the wherewithal to do it within the education system and within our industry, that we don't have to rely on the grants to do it. We know it works really well. It's a good investment for me as an employer, and I think it's a really good investment for the government, and we've just got to figure out how we can work together, that we can just keep doing this forever.